Good morning. This is Brother Steve again from the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning. This morning, I'm going to just read from Psalms 119. I might make a few comments on along the way, but what I would like to I would like for you to notice here is what the Word of God, or in this psalm, it calls it the law, God's law, does for us, and what it how much it means, or everything that it is. So, just going to read and maybe make a few comments along the way as we go. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. And here it's talking about somebody's blessed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies. Verse 3, they also do no iniquities. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy law. Here, whoever wrote this psalm has a deep understanding of the meaning of God's word, how he realized that it protects him from sinning, it keeps his heart pure, and keeps him in his life. Verse 17, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me the reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto the testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, thy way, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline mine heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted unto thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. I just want you to notice here how the writer here considers the Word of God precious, or the law of God, he calls it, and not something that has to be done just to please God, but it's something that he sees as a protection for his life, and he sees as something that will keep him from evil and something that will guide him. And something that's very precious, and something that he wants to stay very close to, and he's over and over asking God to teach him His law and to keep him, and that he might not sin against Him, and that might keep him pure. Continuing in verse 41, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep the law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy word, thy law. I remember the judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy word. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought my ways, and turned my feet unto the testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep the commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because thy righteous judgment. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgments and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, and that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver." It's interesting here, as we go through this psalm, which is basically lifting up the Word of God, and that's the purpose of this psalm, and it also gives you a lot of different things of what the Word of God is. It's a protector. It's a purifier. You know, one place in the Bible, refers to it as Fuller's soap, something that cleanses. Here it's also considered a rebuker. It says here in one place, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word." And it's so many more things as we look at it. As, you know, it keeps our, it's like a map, it's like a protector, like a, it's we could say it's like a fence to keep us from evil, and all those other things that it is. And I would just want this to inspire you to have a sincere love for the law of God, for the Word of God, and to meditate in it day and night, as it says in Psalms 1, I guess it is. We should meditate in His Word day and night, and because it's something that, you know, we have to do. Many times we look at God's word as too much of a chore. It's something that I have to do in order to you know, because, you know, it's what God requires, and in order to be right with God or in order to please God or whatever, I have to do it. But no, you know, God's law is here as a protection for us. It's as a guide. It's something that will protect us. It's something that keeps us. Something that keeps us in line, and something that and ultimately gives us eternal life. And God's law is not a burden. It's something that it's a joy. It's something that we can rejoice in because it because of all those things. So I just wanted to thank you for listening and be inspired with the Word of God and to read and to meditate in it daily. God bless you.